Rashi, it's on the Zion of the Base. It's about halfway down the page. So the Morris spoke about a kavul, and the Morris said had a question. What does this kavul mean? It means kavul avdut chosim shoyzim le'eved b'ksu seid. We put like a type of a seal. On his garment, l'simin is a sign. Hachachosh, whoever he's an eved. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. It says Isha going out, it means a woman, Shivcha, going out wearing that. The question is obviously this applies to male and female alike, so why is it the Mishnah using an example of a woman more than a man if it's referring to an Eved? That's a good point also. So I saw some of the chayim raise the question. I don't recall the answer. How they want to answer that question? Abba Kibbel Shotzemer, but according to that understanding, that's referring to this sign for the Eved. Kibbel Shotzemer, Kikoy B'Shatachas Hasvacha, Demikri Nami Kavul Miskashetespay. According to this understanding, the word Kavul, which also refers to the head covering of the woman, which goes under her main head covering, which is the safra, the shepherd dummy, would be fine. The kibun the megayah sarah lo shafra machvi. She's not going to take it off the show people because it would uncover her hair. Adam a kippa tanando lo tete. Even this kippa, her hair covering, she can't use. Since there's another layer on top, she'll reach out, hold like the layer on top up for a little bit, to pull out the bottom one, and her hair remains basically covered. So it's still possible she could show it to other people. So she's not uncovering her hair, so she might do that. According to that understanding, then would be kavul chamer. So Ravo said it's kibush al tzemer. He brought a braiso. It says, "Woman can't go out bekabel ube istema." The commandment for shema istema. That the more I explain what that is, but midakatoni kol shul amate mina smocha shema mina kibetanan. So since the braiso continues and further discusses things above the smocha, below the smocha, so we're talking about things which are worn in the head. We're talking about the woman's hair cover. Whereas what is the mo? Kaya fruchi. It's nefes katano, it's like a small head covering. Lacher kishareho shakalas roisha. After she braids her hair, v'ksosa, and then she covers it. Yesh saras katana sheyoytzin chutz kishareho. There's a few hairs which come out of the braids. Many kroim pruchi. They're called fruchi al shema frichin, but yotzin the chutz. It's like this, like you're flying out. Like dosin the tachas kishur. How are you named nefes ksaros? And she would gather them under the braids through this short mitznefes. That's what istama is. Kaya is menazir son, saros menazir. So the word kaya is to stop something, like to literally to destroy it. It's not destroying it, but it's refraining it, causing it to refrain from flying out. Three things are said about the istama. The emotion klayim, she'osuya, kimin lavad, levad, or shekaren poltura, v'eno tviya. It's felt, it's not made into threads, it's just pressing fibers together. So there's no problem, even if there'd be linen and wool together, it's not a problem with klayim, because it's they're not, it's the original fibers, they've never been made into threads. Tosis Kash and Rashi told you, Tosis says, but it is combed. Or even though it's in the process of making something, so Miraisa, in Echonami Rashi is correct. Mirabanan, they said, any part of the process which is done, the process is, where Shatna stands for Shua, which is combed. tavoi, which is then made into one fiber of a nose, is either then you weave it together to something else. Rashi learns shua tavi, it's in the trika, it's a contraction for the word shua tavi in noise, so shat nays. Right, so we pass on like Tosis. So that's Tosis Garsha. So it is.
There's a problem.
When I'm talking to Goyim, my high time of Gufay, the Gabi and the Goyim, Ksiv, Nami Beket, Rialof Meklayim, Shua Batabi. We learn out from Klayim to the Goyim that the loss of Tsaras only applies to Beket, which means something which is Shua and Tabi. Shua's comb, Tabi is made into threads. Emma Mishon, the Torah's Kalas. The Gazer Olein Shul Teitzei Behen Mi Churban Veilich Mishum Tzar. At the time of the Churban, they said, in onwards, they cannot wear a Torah's Kalas. Shmuel Amar Kavod the Masnis and Kavod the Avda, who pulled the God Rabbi Avo. Shmuel had disagreed with Rabbi Avo. It's referring to Kavod the Avda, but the Kippah is Mutter to wear. Chesed Shem Tzavar. Shmuel said they would wear a type of a indicator that he's an avid around his neck. Who kabel the avda? Or you're saying to say Michel tit, and they make it out of tit, and you wear it around the neck. So Morris says the stira. Shmuel says he could wear it. So Morris answers. Tavu le rabbi. The difference is, if the master made it islay emsa, well, shokal emitzavore, well, lichabiyabe. He won't take it off, therefore, that's the Mishnah says it's also. The Bryce says, from a case where he did it himself, someone says, well, if he did it himself, in the Mishnah, from a case where he did it himself, so he might come and take it off, so he can't wear it. The Braise is talking about a case where the master put it on him. So the master put it on, then he's scared to take it off. Mor says, if so, even if it's on the garment, it should be mutter then. So Mor answers, but the garment, we're afraid that it'll mifsik, chosim, it'll break off, v'nishmer, it'll smash, because it's made out of tit. But Mor says, Mirab, he's scared of his master. Shal yomer shehu not the hearts were shuk shub and harman. He's afraid the master will accuse him of attempting to pretend that he's free. Therefore, Umak will tell us al-Ksefa, he will fold up his garment onto his shoulder. Kadeshal Yira Mokim HaChosim, he shouldn't notice that the Chosim is missing. Well, Yavinu should not fall, won't realize that it fell off. Talis al Ksefa Kamasi, we count the talis on the shoulders like a masi, because he says Chayv Chatos. Then it's Hashet Elab is Manshad Lev Shederach Malbush. It's only considered. What Rashi says Tachshet. I find that confusing a little bit. We're going on the case of the talis. It's not a Malbush unless you're wearing it. So the Mor says that Shmuel told Ruchin and Rabbi Shila, all the Rabbanon of the Bay, which serve in the Bay Rish Kalusa, Hayoisin Chesomis Betalisa Shalhan, they put the Chesomis, Ke'en Avodim, they weren't really Avodim, they weren't owned, but they treated them as such. Laharis Shen Kfufin the Rish Kalusa, to show that they are subservient to the Reish Kedusa. Lolifku the mifsaki mirsasi makapalu, over there we're afraid if it falls off that they're gonna do something. But you look up the aloch im telech b'luchasim. They don't mind if you go without a chasim, so you're allowed to go out wearing that. Okay. The Mor says the Rabbanon, the Beirish Kalusa, the Tamid HaChamim who were there in the Beirish Kalusa, the Beirish Kalusa. Reish Kalusa was interesting. I mean, you know, we had before that there was the Vodim over there doing things which were improper. They were, there were people who were the Reish Kalusa who were very, very, very good people. And some people of Reish Kalusa which apparently were not from the best of the best. So I don't know what is referring to over here, but there were apparently, under the Beirish Kalusa, in the Beirish Kalusa, there was X amount of Tfinah Chachamim, which were kept there to learn, supported to learn, etc. But they treated them as subservient to the master. They had some type of a seal which was put on them. If it would fall off and break, they'd be scared of the Reish Kalusa's response. They would forget and they would cover it up by folding up their towels to cover it. They shouldn't tell that it was missing. The same idea which we had before, the Mor said before. So land up on Shabbos carrying the towels on their shoulders as opposed to wearing it to cover up the lack of this chesed. Gufa. So the Morris quoted before on the Shmuel. Yotzi ha'abed b'chosim shebet zaboroi. Avala b'chosim shebet susa. He can go out wearing this chosim around his neck, but not on the one on the garment. Tanya Michalki. Raisa. Yotzi ha'abed b'chosim shebet zaboroi. Avala b'chosim shebet susa. Good. So that's Shmuel's thing. But the Ramin will ask you a stira. There's a different price that says, Lo Yetzei Ho'evit, B'chaisim Shebet Savora, V'lo B'chaisim Shebet Susa. Can't wear either of them. V'zeb is the Ein Mekabon Tuma. Neither one of them, B'chaisim Shebet Savora, Ebek Susa. It's not considered a Kli, and therefore it should accept Tuma. Can't wear either of them. They would wear some type of a, like a little, Rashi says it was an adornment. A person can go out somewhere in like this little like belt. Cannot wear the one around his neck. They could wear the one on which is attached to the garment.
The same as a mekabel tumah, those are considered a kli of a mekabel tumah.
The Morrison has discussed what's the difference between the zug shebek savora and beksusa. What's the difference? And more we'll get back to that. Then the Bryson continues and says that l'seitz behema loy b'chaisim shebek savora, loy b'chaisim shebek susa, loy b'zug shebek susa, loy b'zug shebek savora. The same as a mekabel tumah. Okay. So the animal, no matter where it's wearing it, it's also because meanwhile we have a stira between the two braces. One braces says he can wear around his neck, one braces says he can't. Mr. Lema, let's answer that Hoda Oberle Rabbe, Hoda Oberle the Ravshe. Actually, the Rashi says all of these were things which would go into the problem of it looks like he's going to the market. It's all something of that sort, yeah. It wasn't so, I'm not sure it was so much a Maris Ayin in the sense of people, well, it's a Zilzal of Shabbos that it looks like he's doing that. I'm not sure which one, you know, they both go together. Sometimes Maris Ayin, the problem is that people think he's doing something wrong. Some of the problem is that itself, that people will think he's doing something. It's not so much the Cheshad is the issue, or the issue is that people will. Oh, look what's happening. Look what people are doing in Shabbos. It's a zilzul to Shabbos more than it's a maris ayin on the person. It creates a weekday type of atmosphere. So I'm not sure which one, what chinga is. I don't know. You know, that we had before, that was mutter. That's something which it's used to for a shmir on the animal. So you mean you use the collar as a way to for a shmir on the animal. So Morris is that that's answered by saying, so when is master puts it on him, he ain't taking it off. So he could go out wearing the chosim bitzavur. And when he puts it on himself, he might come and take it off. And therefore, they said he cannot go out wearing the chosim bitzavur. And carry. So Morris says, that's what we're afraid of. Morris says, well, no, we don't have to answer like that. Edi b'edi, dabar le rabbi. Both of my cases, one where the master made it. So then, if so, why is it ushered for him to go out wearing it? And we'll answer the difference is, what's the place? Kan Michel Mateches, Kan Michel Tit. It depends what exactly the item is made out of. It's made out of metal. It's made out of tit. Where do you get this idea? Kid Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravua, Dabar Hamakbet Lov Rabbi Ein Yotzen Boi, Dabar Shein Makbet Lov Is Yotzen Boi. So Rashi says that the Makbet means if he loses, there's another element of the fear, which is not so much that they'll take it off, but if he loses it, the master will get upset at him. So we're afraid of a case where if it gets torn, you know, the thing around the neck gets torn, whatever it is. Well, you know, so it's made out of tit, he'll just drop it, like, you know, make another one. It's made out of metal, he wants it back. So we're afraid that the scenario will be in case it tears, the chain or whatever it tears, he'll carry it back. And so makbet over here, meaning makbet, the master is makbet to maintain the item. Versus hachanam mistabra, this explanation, it makes sense. They were talking about one made out of metal. I mean, telling you, there was a aim of Kabbalah Tumah. It discusses whether it's Kabbalah Tumah or not. Threat? No, we're afraid. Well, the concern over here is that the person will take it. In case it tears, the chain tears, or whatever, however they tie it around his neck, the rope tears, will he carry it? I imagine it's removable.
I keep asking, please.
You know.
How does this work, question?
Yeah. The Morris says, Hachanam Mistabra, You're telling me the zebes they mekamen tumah. The brisa talks about whether these the chosim in the tzavra and the garment, and the neck around the neck and on the garment. Are not mekabel tumah. So what are we talking about? What material was it made out of? Mor says these are mekabel tumah, which means theoretically there are something similar to that which is mekabel tumah. I mean, to point out that it's not mekabel tumah means we're dealing with things which theoretically are mekabel tumah. Hani hu de lo mekabel tumah. Hakelim did hu mekabel tumah. Next, get the line. Yamishlam is sometachis. If it's another metal, so honey who's lumen kabel tumah. So these ones are not considered a keli. Not a kabel tumah. Hakelim the tumah kelim made out of metal. In general, kelim made out of metal are mekabel tumah. So I understand you have to point out. Listen, even though kelim are mekabel tumah, the chayim is not considered a keli. It's not mekabel tumah. Aliyar b'shal titzan. We're talking about made out. It was made out of clay or mud. Hani hu d'lo mekabel tumah. Hakelim the tumah mekabel tumah. Are kelim of made out of tit in general mekabel tumah? It's not true about Tanya. Kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adoma, em mekabel tumah. Lo medibri teru, lo medibri sefer. Hashemino, Hashem atechas, Shemino. So we're talking about ones made out of metal, because ones which are made out of tit are not mekabel tumah. There's no chiddush because it's a chayisim. I mean, whatever you make out of, you might make a keli which can hold something inside of it. You know, it's used as some type of a container. It's not mekabel tumah. Correct. Even if you have a type of thing which is hard, and it can harden by itself and use as a container, but it's not mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. Yeah. Rashi. We're talking about one man out of tit. Shmuel's talking. The lekabed alei lasuye. If it gets damaged, you're not going to be makhvet to bring it back. Imishum de mirsis. Elamai, what's he scared to take it off? My churban nafkamine, what's going to come out of it? Mishum answered the rabbi, lemaisi lebiyode, carrying it home is not going to help him. Tolav v'chochihi, the abdus, ela kishayesh notzavara v'ksusa. It only indicates abdus if he's wearing it. So if it falls off, to carry it home because of the value, it's worthless. To carry it home because he wants to show he's still an avid, it's worthless. So he's not going to carry it. So they're coming to the law, the noy of it. They're not made. In the second price it says, cannot wear it, and it's not makabel tumah. The law of the noy of it, it's not made to be some type of a tachshit. It's not tomei as a tachshit. Abagav the shamatechas mukbin in law. Hold the command. Even though we said it's made out of metal, you lav le noy delay who ala ganai kli tashrus nami loy havi. It's not something which is a mishamish to person. It's not something which is considered some type of an adornment. So it's not a mekabel tumah. It's interesting to try and figure out why isn't it considered a kli mitzad the master. Well, it's a kli tashrish for him. This is how he makes sure the bottom look like a bottom. I'm not familiar offhand with a similar type of I think one of the hardest mesechtas to learn is mesechtas kelim. Because after you learn Mesechtas Kelim, besides plowing through the 30 parakim of Mesechtas Kelim, and the myriad of different items which are discussed over there, trying to walk away with a real general feeling of what is what, and what, you know, how to apply it to modern Kelim, sometimes is quite challenging. You know, like, so what are the rules? it doesn't always give you rules. It says, this is tummy, this is not tummy. Okay, now, memorizers, you know, 100 different types of things which aren't kama, I don't have a tummy. Now what? What's the rule? Go figure it out. Very hard. I find this very frustrating. To some extent, you know, again, it's a machlokesim, you know, what are the rules? And the rules don't, and there's always exceptions which don't seem to fit. So.
Cases, but
right, the problem is in regards to the amount of size of cases,
yeah.
Kalim beats anything.
So that's something we eagerly look forward to, right?
So this Kalim? There's no Gemara. Avi or Yerushalmi.
There's
no Gemara. We're talking about, we're in the Mishnah. Okay. Zug is lanoyo, but it's made to be, it's an adornment. Zug should be supported. Zug should be excused. The coming before the time, and we're going to discuss what's the difference. Kamen tzuma, shetakshah, so it's a takshah. The animal can't go out. The bezuk shabesusa oisim lasusim meilim shloitan. So they would sometimes put a garment on the horse, for example, that keep it clean. So it can't go out with a, and that's mutzah for it to wear that, but it can't go out with a zug with the bells attached. Would say it's a mina bepidik pirka, and it's chazik keman the ozel lechidka. It looks like it's going to the market. In Tasha the Behema, halachically, there's no din of Tasha the Behema, the guy they have to get a shame kli to Makabal Tumma. That's actually a Mishnah in Kalim. And it was made to be functional for the animal. Kalim, which are made to Mishamish the animal, not Makabal Tumma, which are made to Mishamish the Bailim, which would help the Bailim do the work he has to do, so that those will be Makabal Tumma. So the Mishnah goes through a list of different things which are on the yoke that the animal used to wear. So anyone which is made to for the actual work process is makabel tumah. That they used to, like, meanwhile, like, they used to make it look nice around the animal's neck. You know, they hang something there. It's not makabel tumah because it's not there for the it's not functional for the bialim. It's just to adorn the animal. The Mora says I could answer one is. The master made one that the Eved made. But the truth is, I don't just say that. He himself, according to Shmuel, is referring to the kovel of the Eved. And the case was that he himself made it. The misper ain makbet alav lahavi shvor of the base adonai. If it breaks, he won't bring it back. So if that's the case, it's made out of tzitz. So even if the master makes it, the overlay rabbi lahavi mitzur. So if the master makes it, what's the issur? Manushah calls manushah nifsik l'shakalim mitzavorei mishumayim to the rabbi. As long as it's still intact, he's not going to take it off. He's not going to carry it. Be mitzvah if it breaks off. L'kabed alav ba'alav mishum seder. The owner is not. There's no element of loss. The lack of seder. Hecholoy ma'isle. He's not going to bring it back. So the Mishnah says it's also. He can't be talking about the master made it for him. If it's made out of tzitz, it's mamon shach. When it's intact, he's not going to take it off. And when it's broken, he's not going to carry it. Hecholoy ma'isle. Therefore, it must be talking about. Out of tit, it must be talking about that the Eved made it. The Eved were afraid he might take it off, and that's why it's us. But over here in this price, we can't say it's on the case of out of tit. Can Mr. Bala come on? Like the Moor says, it's logical. May say from the Sefer, the proof from the Sefer, that's what discusses Hilchos Tuma. It's all made out of metal. So even if the master makes it, so Lachari said, well, he's not going to take it off because he's scared of the master. That's true. But there's another problem. Nami Asr, the Mifsik, kapet alei mishum seda. The owner is going to say, you know, it costs money, so the owner is going to be upset if he doesn't bring it back. Yeshu is having the Eved scared, or Maestri Levi Yod, he'll carry it. Sometimes the master is upset if he gets lost, can't wear it. Because if it breaks off, nicely he'll carry it. It's logical, it's referring to Matachas. It has to tell me it's not Makabatuma. Because it's not Noi. So that's true. How can Hani Hudul Mikabli Tuma? That's true. Kalim which are made out of metal are Mikabli Tuma. Except for this one. Kli Kalim did who the Matechus. Eli Amrit Kalim did who Kli also me tit. So if you're talking about tit, even full bona fide Kalim of it are not Mikabli Tuma. You don't fire it in the kiln. You didn't fire it up in the kiln, it gets the status of klicheris. It's just leave it as intact as and let it harden. It's not makabel tuma. Is it makabel tuma? But to me is a real question. So it says kli glolim, kli avolim, kli adama. What are kli glolim? So glolim is tzipi boker shosim ehen kli. There was dung which you could make into a kli, so that's not makabel tuma.
Hopefully, it's not a drinking.
I imagine not. One second. I don't think there's any different way of saying the same thing. Mr. Krager sends you back to Rashi and to Zion and Mabez, where Rashi, where they translate the word Glolim, is also translated as marble. So it's Kli Avonim, Kli Glolim, it's referring to, you know, stone, marble, etc. And there the Bach points out that Rashi in general and Shas does not translate it like that. He translates it like he says over here. But,
why would the marble be
different? I don't think it would be different. It's probably just, since it's referred to in people's minds, it's referred to it's something different, so it said it's set differently. Okay. Okay, so the Gemara. Omer Mar. So the Brisa said, can't go out with a one b'savara, which he said in some cases was metal. I'm afraid if it breaks off, he'll carry it. But b'zug shebiksusa, which is made out of metal, is mutter. So what's the difference? If you're afraid if it tears off, he'll come to carry it. So why are we worried about the same thing by Zug is referring to the bell. So it's valuable to the owner, he might carry it. So there's no master here. So the Zug Shvaksus is the same thing. That it's woven into the baggage, and therefore we're not afraid of it falling off. If it's already woven in, so that they weren't gozer, and we had this before. Where it says, Arig, Toshu Arig, like Gazru. If it's low, when they weren't kosher. That's interesting how the usage is. They are discussing this. Was discussing chatzitza, saying so much as orig can't fit tightly around the person, and here it's discussing a totally different idea. But the more says, but the recenter rule koshu orig legosu. So whatever the issues might be, it covers it. It's interesting. So Krashi, the mechem mumka shargam abegad v'sulei mifsik. It's woven in, so therefore it's not going to. We're not worried about it coming out. Legosu losses by. So the Rav Huna. The same way he explained before the Gabi Chatzitza, but since he said a phrase of Kol Shu Orig, so he's addressing this type of issue also. And Tosis points out also that even though the issue there was a Gabi Chatzitza, but since he used the language of Kol Shu Orig means any issue, addressing all potential issues. Amar Mar, lo yseitze behema lo yb'chosim shebet tzavoroi, v'lo yb'chosim shebet ksusa, v'lo yb'zug shebet tzavoroi, v'lo yb'zug shebet ksusa, v'zeh v'zeh ein mekabon tzuma. V'zug de behema ein mekabon tzuma, v'ramin al aski v'stiro, zug shebet behema tzineya, zug shebet behema is mekabon tzuma. Mishal Delis, they put it like a zug on the talus, so it's attached to the door, which is attached to the ground. So it's mechuber to the ground. It's not mekabel tuma. Shel delis v'sola behema is tmeya. So if it was one which is used for a door, and you took it off, and you attached it to the animal. So just attaching it to the animal changes its status, and now it's a makabel tzum. But shall behema v'sol l'delis. If it was originally a kli, a zug which is used for an animal, it's roi makabel tzum. Now he attached it to the door. Al v'shachibra l'delis v'kol b'masmerim tome. Since there was no change in the kli itself, just attached it, it didn't change the kli itself. It doesn't lose its din of tuma. Shkolakelim yardim l'day tumasin b'machshava, vein erlim l'day tumasin ela b'shini mais. So the decision to designate it as a kli is sufficient to make it roi d'makabel tuma. But to take it out of a status of makabel tuma, you have to change it in some way. That's the brisa, but the brisa says clearly that a zug of a behema is mekabel tuma, and we're saying in our brisa that it's not mekabel tuma. Versus lokasha, ha the islay inbol, ha the lethly inbol. Depends whether it has the clapper there or not. So if it has the clapper there, it's mekabel tuma. If not, not. And where says, I don't understand. Manashach. Im manahu, if it's considered a kli. Alba pita lesli inbol, even without an inbol, it should be mekabel tuma. Ilav manahu, it's not considered a kli. So inbol mashule mana, should the clapper make it into a kli? Where says, in, yes. Kirav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Bianasin, Amr Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Bianasin, Menayin, the Mashmiya Kol. The kli mateches shutame, something which is made to make sound, it's made out of metal, that's considered enough of a kli tashmish to get a locha of tuma. So, which is, that's our point over here. A kli which is even, it's the dormant shabot doesn't really change the fact that it has a clapper or not. It's a nice thing looking there. No. So that's not the issue. The issue is making the sound, that's what creates the din tuma. So he says, "Shemar kol davar shor yavoy ba'esh tavir ba'esh." Afilo dibur is yavoy ba'esh. which I'm not sure the drush of Rebbe Beish, but even some which is just makes sound, has a lacha of being a kli. Okay, let's hold it here. It's a little piece. No, I guess we can maybe do a little more. Okay, I'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow. Where it says, okay, for Mayu Kimsa, the less painful. So the Brisa before, which says it can't go out wearing anything, and it's not Makabal Tumma, either one is not Makabal Tumma. It's in some case there is no clapper. Let's go back to the previous case. In other words, if you divide the Braisa into three groups, the Reisha, the Metzias, and the Sefer, so the Reisha was talking about the Chosim by the Adam, Metzias is talking about the Zug by the Adam, and the Sefer is talking about the animal, the Chosim and the Zug. So let's go back to the case of the zug by the person. So we said we're contrasting a zug by an animal without a clapper to a zug by an adam also without a clapper. That would be the logical. You compare apples to apples and saying by the person it's makabel tumah and by the animal it's not makabel tumah. That's the chara, the pshat, the braisa, but that's difficult. It says if the person's bell doesn't have an inbal, is it makabel tumah? Raminu, ask you a kash on that. How is it zogin the machteshes ula reisa ula mitruches svorim ula mitruches tinoikus? It makes these bells for these various different types of kalim that it's going to attach them to. So machteshes is a bit the pestle of the mortar, okay. The reisa is a cradle. The mitzvah is swarm, or where the coverings you put around swarm. Mitzvah is tinoch, is which you would wrap around their neck. So yesh lem inbul tameyim, ein lem inbul is tahara. If they have a clapper, they're mekabel tuma. Now the Brash continues and says, "Nitlu in beleyin, a dayin tumas in aleyin." Once they're made as a kli, removing the clapper doesn't take away the din tuma. But you see that you need an inbul to have a din tuma. So how do you understand over here that the person's inbul, not person's zug, be mekabel tuma without the inbul? Or it says, "No, hani mili betinuk to the kol avidule." An adult is considered a takshet even without the inbul, as opposed to a katan, it's only considered a takshet. It's made for the music, and that's why it's only a kabbal tumah if it has the inbul. We'll leave Rashi's for tomorrow.